Blog Talk Radio.
Titus 2.
But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee.
Praise the Lord, brothers. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is Issues Christian Men's Talk Collective. Welcome to this episode. Thank you for joining. If you called in, at 646-668-2636. So thank you. I see you on the switchboard. If you'd like to join the conversation, press them on your keypad. Or if you've got the link on your phone, brothers, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you sharing those brothers that you might be mentoring, discipling, and just trying to minister through the issues of life. And I pray something will be said today that would be an encouragement. Also, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. You can see the archive of all of our previous episodes and shows. We've been doing this for almost 7 years now. And we're going to continue, as Lord willing, to just be able to speak into the lives of men to encourage them. And as what I always say, it's not that we all, that I or any of my guests, brothers that come on, that we don't have it together, but we have learned some things, and we also want to encourage you in your faith walk. We want to get to the place where we can challenge you, encourage you, support you, and hold you accountable to the things of God by what the Word of God teaches us of who we are to be as men. And men of God as husbands and fathers. Amen. So let us pray. We're going to get right into the conversation today. Just want to share a couple of things, some scriptures for you. Prepare to take some, write some scriptures down. You can always go back and listen to it again and just read the scriptures for your edification, for understanding of what I'm going to be sharing with. Because we're going to be talking about consistency and how important that is and what God expects of us as men. As husbands, fathers, and sons. Amen? Let us pray. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God. Father, first of all, let me lift up marriages today. God, I pray for marriages. I pray for wives. I pray for husbands, Lord God. Father, no matter what's going on, God, your test or trial from external or internal, God, I ask now that your Holy Spirit would touch it, would heal it, would guide and direct the hearts and minds of the couples, of every husband and every wife. Encourage them, strengthen them, God. Let them trust you. Let them lean upon you as they lean on one another. I ask that in Jesus' name. Father, I ask, pray that right now for the family, for the children, grandchildren, Lord God. Cover them, God. They are the next generation of your church, Lord God. Continue, God, to open their minds to the things of God that would drown out the world, Lord God, and the lies and deceit and deception. That is in the world today. So, Father, we pray for the church now. We pray for the future church. God, continue to use us, guide us, and direct us. We pray for the ministers, elders, and deacons, and those in leadership, and those servants who serve behind the scenes. We ask you continue to bless them and strengthen them, God. We pray for wisdom of all men to have discernment and wisdom. And we pray for the spiritual growth in grace and knowledge of you and all the saints and all the church. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, today, brother, I just want to touch on a couple of points to bring to your attention about this God that has expectation. Because we know who God is, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They're consistent, reliable, and dependable in everything. God is consistent because he keeps just the air that we have to breathe. God is consistent in his creation. From Genesis 1, he is consistent. It has continued on. It has not stopped. Amen? So this is the consistency and reliability of God that every day, when you wake up, when you wake up, it's a blessing of God. But then when you wake up, there's atmosphere. This earth is still starting. It's still performing the way God said it to perform in Genesis. Sometimes we have to step back and understand that it was God and it is God for the atmosphere, the environment that we're in. Amen? So sometimes we have to look at the bigger picture of who God is and not keep it just small to our issues of life. And in that, we can worship him, worship God the Father. But he's consistent, reliable, and dependable. Jesus Christ, by faith we believe. And by faith, Jesus was dependable. He was consistent in what he came to be. The same child baby that was born on Christmas as we celebrate is the man that was beaten, tortured, and killed for our salvation of our souls, that we might spend eternity with the Father. So we have sometimes we need to step back and understand what it means to be a Christian and who Christ was and why he died. And he stayed faithful and reliable and dependable to fulfill his purpose, even though in his humanity, God the Father, your will, not my will. Amen. So we're called in the same way to live a life as Christ led, to be consistent, reliable, and dependable in all things. God calls us to be consistent in our faith and our service and our witness. I want to look at one of your points. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15. I'm going to go look, also refer you to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. Because even that in Paul, he says, live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Every one of us has a calling on our life. We're called as a human being, we're called to salvation. But once we're called into the body of Christ, once we become a believer, then there's a call on our life, and we are to live worthy of that call because the salvation that Christ has given us. Now we have a responsibility to fulfill the purpose and plan of God in the earth. We're called to be salt and light. We're called to love one another. We're called to be a lot of things. We're called to be the church. And I challenge you to start to study and understand who and what the church is to be. And I don't mean the church that you meet. I'm talking about the body of Christ in the earth. Amen? And no matter what's going on in the culture, no matter what the enemy is doing, whatever the immorality, it's nothing new. But we are called to be the church. And I challenge you to search the scriptures for what we should be doing as the church, living obedient to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I challenge you to find those commandments of Christ and what we should be doing as church. Amen. Also, I'm going to direct you to Philippians chapter 1, verse number 27. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Are you living worthy to the gospel? Are you living an example of the gospel? Are you sharing the gospel? Are you being epistle read by men in all areas of your life? Let's start with your wife and your children, the people in your house. Do they see you as a man of God? Are you living submitted to the Holy Spirit, submitted to the Word. Consistency is necessary to mean perfection. But are we striving to live obedient and to please Him? And in pleasing Him, we're setting an example of those around us as husbands and fathers. Amen. So how do we achieve it? We have to believe and be obedient. It's belief and obedience. And strive for growth. Strive to grow in the grace and knowledge of God that speaks in the scripture. That we ought to strive to grow from where we were to where we're going to go. You know, think about it as fathers and husbands. When we first got married, and the longer we're married, we should start to get better at being a husband. father. And after our firstborn, that moment, I don't want everybody to think about the moment of the birth of your firstborn, and then the other children that might have come along, or even in that child, as that child grows and matures, you're growing in the knowledge of how to, what it means to be a father. Then you're passing that down to your son. You're passing, and you, then you're just ministering, discipling. All those things we talk about have to always start in the home. And it's not about how much scripture you know and memorize. It's about how are you living? Are you living out the scripture? And then are you growing in that knowledge to be able to share the gospel with your family? Because I'm a firm believer when it comes to evangelism, it has to start at home. Because if you can evangelize those around you and your family that you're consistently around, going to speak to a stranger should be easier because it's already in you. So this is what I pray about, that we are consistent in walk in our lives, in our Christian life, and we understand it's more than the 2 hours on Sunday. I pray, God, that we will start to understand it's not about a church attendance, but it's about how we're living and are we serving? Are we just worrying about getting into our seat at church on Sunday, or are we being in the church, in the culture? We are to go out. We are to persuade folks, to compel them to come to faith, that no man will be able to hear the gospel. And I always say this a lot to the brothers. There's one person out there who's only going to receive and hear the gospel from you, not from the TV preacher, not from your pastor, not from your elder. They need to see you speak the truth into their lives that their soul might be saved. Are we consistent in our walk of faith, and it flows from a deep commitment and love relationship with God in Christ? I think that's what our faith is based on, because we are committed to the things of God. We're committed to Jesus Christ. He is our Lord. He's our Lord. And in saying that, we understand as Lords, we have no other choice but obey. And we have the Holy Spirit to help us to obey. The Holy Spirit is speaking, guide, and direct us. And we know what the Word of God is saying on who we should be as husbands and fathers. Amen? So now, are we striving to be consistently walking faith no matter what happens? See, that's the other thing, too. We have to be in a place where we are now living a life that's pleasing to Him in all the circumstances of life. Consistency. Lose a job. Sickness, death, finances, whatever it is, you know, even in a marriage relationship, are we consistent that we're going to get through the struggles of marriage? All marriages are not perfect. All marriages may start good, and as they change and mature, because I tell it to brothers all the time, the woman you marry is not going to be the same woman 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years down the road. But are you consistent in husband, being a husband to her? Are you consistent in the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 5? Are you loving your wife as Christ loved the church through all the seasons and years of her life? And that's who you need, the Holy Spirit. You need the Word of God. You need to have wisdom, knowledge. That, because even in that, I'll say it for myself, is you have to get to a place where you're hanging around godly couples. You make sure your wife is hanging around other godly women. Who are in good marriages. And I used to tell people this all the time. I used to get in trouble. But is your wife hanging around with other women who love their husbands? I'll let you think about that a minute and see who her friends are in the church and outside the church. Is your wife hanging around women who love their husbands? Thereby, she can be encouraged when you and her have an issue. And they'll give her good, godly counsel. Because I'm going to say this just like this. There's a lot of single women in the church that are in leadership roles who have no man. So think about that. How could they really minister to your wife? To your wife. You can't have someone who's not a wife minister to a wife. Amen? Let's move on. Amen. Amen. So again, I'm just talking about consistency and who we are because of God's consistency, right, reliability, and dependability. Are we men of God who are consistent? And are we striving to get there? Again, 2024 is from milk to meat, to be able to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the things of God, to continue to strive for all these things, to continue to press in and be and live a life that's pleasing to Him. And we dedicate our lives to the Word of God, to fellowship in the body of Christ, and to prayer. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. The Word of God, study of the Word of God, the fellowship in the body of Christ. Fellowship means more than just having a meal. It's getting to know one another, that our lives are intertwined together, that we can encourage it. I've spoken previously about our wives being who they connected with. Are they connected with other married women who love their husband? And then who's in your circle? Who are you fellowship with? Who you can depend on? Who's going to pray with and for you? Who's going to help? We're going to come together in fellowship to help each other grow and be edified one to another in the things of life as we deal with them. Amen? So this is one of the things we have to start to do to get to be consistent. Because you're going to need, because I say this, I say it for myself. When we came to faith, there's a lot of people and things that had to get pruned and purged from our lives. But then it's not what you're not doing. It's not what you're getting, what God saves you from, or what God is saving you unto. One of my brothers shared that in the men's group one time. It's not what God has saved you from. It's what he saved us to. And that's what we have to be able to tell people. Come into Christ or come into God to live an obedient life. This is what you're coming into. It's a better place. Your circumstances may change or may not change, but you're going to change from the inside and on the outside. Because the test is, whatever's on the inside, when you squoze, what comes out. And that's where consistency is. And we talked about a lot of things here, issues Christian must talk, but these are the things and issues that men have to talk about, why we don't give up. And I always encourage you, no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, never, never, never give up. Amen? So I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. This is the Issues Christian Men's Talk. Again, I just wanted to reach out and share a few words with you today to encourage you, just to get to challenge you, to hold you accountable, hopefully, and just to know that someone is praying for you. If you receive this on the text on your phone, you can call me at any time. You can go to Issues Christian Men's Talk at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Deacon Thomas Farr and listen to archive our past shows and listen to this show again or share it. And I always encourage you to share it with the brothers that you are discipling and mentoring. And that's the other thing, inconsistency. Who are you sowing into and who is sowing into you? We all have to examine ourselves and where we are in this Christian walk. Remember, 2024, growing in the grace and the knowledge of God from milk to meat. Brothers, God bless you. I love you. And continue to press on. Never, 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 never give up. Amen.